So this one is kind of wild. OpenAI just bought a media company, like an actual media company, not a tool, not an API startup, a talk show. The company is called TBPN, Technology Business Programming Network. It's a daily 3-hour live show on YouTube and ex-hosted by John Coogan and Jordy Hayes. Think of it as a tech-focused talk show that's been pulling in some pretty serious guests. Mark Zuckerberg, Satya Nadella, Sam Altman himself. And this isn't a tiny operation. TBPN did $5 million in ad revenue in 2025. And they're on track to hit $30 million this year. So OpenAI just acquired a profitable media business with real distribution and real advertiser relationships. Now here's where it gets interesting for marketers. TBPN is going to sit inside OpenAI's strategy org under Chris Lehane, their chief global affairs officer. And OpenAI's own quote on this was pretty telling. They said, "The standard communications playbook just doesn't apply to us." Like, think about what that means. OpenAI isn't just running ads anymore. They're not just selling ad inventory inside ChatGPT. They're now owning the media that shapes how people understand AI. And this is a pattern worth watching, because if the biggest AI company in the world decides that owned media is a better play than earned media, that tells you something about where brand strategy is heading. For years, the playbook has been build a product, hire a PR team, pitch journalists, hope for coverage. Now OpenAI is saying, why pitch when you can just own the platform? And honestly, this isn't just an OpenAI thing. We're seeing more and more tech companies invest in owned content. But buying an entire media property with established audience and advertiser relationships, that's a different level. If you're a CMO watching this, the question isn't whether your company should start a podcast. The question is whether the companies you compete with for attention are going to start controlling more of the media landscape, because that changes how you allocate budget between earned, owned, and paid. Okay, next story. And this one is really practical if you're running marketing ops on HubSpot. HubSpot just announced that its Breeze AI agents are moving to pay-per result pricing effective April 14th, and the shift here is significant. So here's how it used to work. Breeze ran on a credit system. You'd buy credits at $10 per thousand, and you'd burn through them whether the AI actually accomplished anything or not. Basically, you were paying for AI activity, not AI outcomes. Now here's the new model. The Breeze customer agent, that's the one that handles support conversations. It drops from $1 per conversation to 50 cents per resolved conversation. You only pay when it actually solves the customer's problem. If it doesn't resolve the issue, you don't pay. And the Breeze prospecting agent, the one that finds and qualifies leads, that moves to $1 per lead recommended for outreach, not per contact enrolled, not per email sent, per qualified lead that the AI actually thinks is worth your sales team's time. Like, that's a fundamentally different value proposition. You're not paying for compute anymore, you're paying for results. And there's a 28-day free trial for pro and enterprise customers. So HubSpot is basically saying, try it, see if the AI delivers, and only then start paying. Now here's why this matters beyond just HubSpot. This is probably the clearest signal yet that outcome-based pricing is coming to marketing SaaS. Think about what this means for the broader MarTech stack. If HubSpot can charge per resolved ticket and per qualified lead, why can't your email platform charge per conversion? Why can't your analytics tool charge per actionable insight? The whole SaaS model has been built on seat-based or usage-based pricing for decades, and now AI is making it possible to tie pricing directly to business outcomes. For marketing leaders, this changes how you evaluate tools. Instead of comparing monthly subscription costs, you're comparing cost per result, and that's a much cleaner way to calculate ROI. The early data isn't in yet on whether Breeze actually delivers at those price points, but the pricing model itself, that's the story here. Because once one major platform goes outcome-based, the pressure builds on every competitor to do the same.